I'm doing a lot better than I was.
Jessica Lenz says her symptoms started on the night of March 30th. Lenz is a nurse, so official results from the state hygienic lab came back quickly.
And I got my results on April Fool's Day of all days.
Besides fatigue, Lenz suffered from fevers, nausea, intense body aches. She only occasionally let out a dry cough. But the most severe time came 5 days into the illness, a temperature of almost 104 degrees.
That was the point where I was scared and worried if I was going to have to go in and other things were going to happen.
Lenz describes the impact of the virus on the simple act of breathing.
It burns. If you think about like going for a run after you haven't gone for a run in a while, maybe in like really cold weather, and you just really exert yourself, that like burning sensation that you get afterwards, that would, if you're not sick, it would go away in just a little bit. It's that burn, and it's kind of all day, every day. And there's nothing that really helps that part of it other than resting.
After her brush with COVID-19, Lynn says others need to heed the disease to protect healthcare providers and family.
People should, they should listen to the news. They should stay home and only go out for the things that they need. Stay away from grandparents and whatnot. And even though it's hard because Easter's coming, you know, right up here soon, don't have those big Easter gatherings this year.
Lynn says hopefully she can quickly return to helping others recover from their own medical issues.
I think I'm getting there. I'm not 100% yet.
For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.